Good, thank you.
You ready, Nancy?
Yes, I'm all set.
Okay. Case number 1322-216. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you very much. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, Jason Ackland, Detective Jason Ackland, West Haven Police Department.
Can you spell your last name?
A-K-L-I-N.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, Madam Chairman, John Drapp, counsel for the appellate in this matter.
Thank you. Detective, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, just for the denial purposes, is obviously I own it now, but the person that denied it has since retired, but I own it now, so I can only present what I have here in front of me.
Do you still want to proceed with?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess the question is, do you still support me?
Yes.
Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is a case of a veteran that did what many veterans try to do, which is put out from their memory the time during and immediately following service in a combat zone. And that usually is to the veteran's benefit, except it would appear when it comes to applying for a pistol permit and disclosing the prior address.
Thank you, Counsel. You may proceed, Detective.
All right, so the reason for the denial is for incomplete information for omission of arrests and or convictions. When the appellant swore to the DPS 799C under the section that asked for any arrest in any jurisdiction, the appellant checked off no. Have you ever been convicted? Appellant checked off no. According to the criminal history check, there were some concerning arrests. You know, if there was arrests that were like larceny, then that's one thing, but there were concerning arrests.
Madam Chair, I'd object to that information as it wasn't in the denial letter or in the questionnaire or on the criminal record.
I think I'm going to sustain that because we have absolutely nothing, Detective.
The only thing we have is the reason for the denial was for the appellant.
Yeah.
Didn't state he's ever been arrested, but has arrested convictions in Washington State.
Yes.
That's all we have.
I'm going to sustain that.
Are you going to talk about those arrests or arrest and conviction in Washington State, or is there something else you're talking about?
No, just the one in Washington State.
Okay.
And to be clear, my objection was not to the Washington State one. That
right,
one is clearly in the information.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yes,
I thought he was going to say something.
It's to anything other than the Washington State.
No, just to whatever I have here on the criminal history, the SBRC. Nothing in addition. No other information in addition to. Nothing.
Okay.
No. Just what I have here.
Just the Washington State.
Correct.
Just Washington.
Yes.
And you're good with that, Attorney Drapp?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we're clear. I can
Washington
discuss.
State.
Yes.
Washington okay. State.
All right, so in 2008, there was a driving under the influence. In 2009, at the U.S. Army Quantico, there was wrongful use of...
So there might be other stuff in Washington State, but I think you need to be restricted to
Washington.
Two charges.
Okay.
Quantico
list,
sounds
that
like
were listed
Virginia
on the denial. Obstruction and disorderly conduct of 2009.
Yes, let's stick to that.
And is that what was on the denial letter also?
It was. Although, Colonel, it referenced arrests and convictions in Washington State. It did not reference what the charges were, but concededly in the issuing authority questionnaire, it was specified with particularity those two charges, yes.
All right, so just the...
We're understanding this now, Detective.
Yeah, so just the Washington State, right?
Yep, Washington in 2009.
Okay, so that was the driver under influence and the struck law enforcement.
We don't know anything about that. So first anybody's hearing of that, so that's not really great.
So we don't have any records, we don't have any documentation.
We don't even have...
So you need to testify to this. We don't even have his application.
It was emailed. I emailed the application.
The application, no. You gave us the issuing authority questionnaire, but we didn't get the application.
It was in a packet that I emailed the whole packet that we have, that I have.
No. Show me, like, let me look from there. I don't want to see it up close, but what...
Oh.
So what did it look like?
The DPS, the
denial
letter, the application, DPS 7-9-9-C.
We don't have the
discharge paperwork, the DD-214.
Nope.
Do you have a record of when you sent that in?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me look for it.
Oh, we have the DD-214?
No. It's on a bag.
No. So we don't have that.
We had submitted the DD-214.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you get the application?
The only thing I received, Madam Chair, was the issuing authority questionnaire.
And that's what we have.
Yep.
And you received that from?
Actually, no, but I will take responsibility for that. My client received that. Oh. I did not receive that directly. I am guessing that that is because my email address changed. So I certainly can't fault the detective for that, but I did receive it from what he provided to the appellant.
So I sent the questionnaire to your email address.
Was it Jay Drapp?
Yeah, I have Jay Drapp at Drapp, J-A-U-M-A-N-N.
So I will stipulate, Madam Chair, that that is no longer my email. That went somewhere other than to me, but certainly not the detective's fault.
That was just a questionnaire only.
I actually received the questionnaire
from
through
client.
The appellate, not from you, but again, not your fault. That was my fault.
So you just sent him at his old email address just the questionnaire?
Correct.
Not the rest of whatever you wanted to submit today?
Yeah.
And
how about to the board?
I'm checking the email now.
Nancy.
I think Nancy's looking.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, so I do have in my email just to Nancy, the questionnaire, so that was my error. I didn't send the whole packet.
Okay. Well, let's continue on with the arrest and conviction in Washington, which is all anybody has notice of prior to this moment. So you can talk about that.
So obviously these, you know, the out-of-state records come, this doesn't give me the disposition or the severity. So my assumption would be that the driver under influence would not be a disqualifier.
Was that in, that was in Washington
yes.
State?
Yes. Sheriff's Office Tacoma.
And again, Madam Chair, I would object to that. That's not even in the questionnaire.
On his pistol permit application. It says, on his pistol permit application, appellant state has never been arrested but has arrested convictions in Washington State.
And Colonel, on the first page of that, what criminal record,
yep.
Number 4, it says on 12-10-2009, appellant pled guilty to obstructing law enforcement and disorderly conduct in Washington State.
Yep. I'm just saying on 8, which is state the reasons.
I understand that, again, and I'm loath to do this because I recognize that the detective came to the party quite a bit after it started in terms of his involvement in this matter, but that is something that if they had, certainly should have been provided not only in the questionnaire, but also in terms of whatever source documents that came from to the extent that that should have been submitted with the package.
So, Detective, you're saying there's 2 convictions you're showing from 2009 in Washington?
I'm showing that there's 1 from 2009, 12-10 of 2009.
And that's obstructing law enforcement and disorderly conduct?
Correct.
And that's what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
The DUI was part of that.
I would assume that was under 1 under the same circumstance.
It would make sense, but I don't know.
Right.
Well, we can't make assumptions, you know? Well, we could talk about obstructing law enforcement, disorderly conduct, because that's all we have notice of so far. So if you have anything on that, we'd love to hear about it.
All I have is just a disposition.
Which was what?
Guilty sentence for both charges. Jail 365 suspended, 360 days, supervision 2 years, and a fine of $5,000.
So sentence 365 days, suspended after?
360.
Suspended after 360, or
yes.
He served only five?
I'm sorry?
He served five, or he served 360?
It says jail DS.
Jail. I guess I could ask him. Can we just clarify?
I served 3 days.
You served 3 days. Okay.
I just forgot about it.
Okay. All right.
Disclosed.
Okay. And your other testimony is that this was not disclosed on the application. You stated no convictions.
Correct.
No arrests. Okay. All right. Anything else on that 2009 obstructing law enforcement disorderly conduct?
No.
Okay. Or anything else on failure to disclose?
No.
Okay. Counsel, do you have questions for the detective?
I do not.
I guess the board have questions for the detective.
And you don't have any facts or anything regarding that arrest?
I do not.
And on the application, we don't have the application, and I don't even know what the question is. Under the arrests, he checked no to that, correct?
Correct.
And under convictions, he checked no also?
Correct.
That's all I have.
Okay, other questions?
Who submitted the driving history? Is that from the Detroit Authority or is that from the
That was us.
Huh.
And in light of that prior discussion, I should clarify, that is the Connecticut driving history.
So that's correct.
Yep. Right.
2015 DUI.
Correct.
Other questions? Seeing none. Any other witnesses, Detective?
No, I do not.
Okay. Attorney Drapp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One thing, before I call my client, that I did want to point out, just for the board's purposes, because part of the trouble here is because this is so old and I'm not as familiar with Washington statutes, when the detective referenced the 365 days, it appears as though under Washington revised statutes 9A.76.020, the charge of obstructing a law enforcement officer is what they call a gross misdemeanor, which is under at least current law punishable by 364 days. I bring that up only because I don't think the intent there was to probably change the crime in any way, other than my recollection of when that happened, I think even in Connecticut, it was for immigration purposes and what immigration considered to be a misdemeanor. So I bring that up just in case the board does want to look at that statute. I don't think that has any bearing here, and I think it probably was 365 back in the time frame that this happened.
Cool.
But with that, I
yep.
would call the appellant.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sir, I'm going to refer to you, sir, or the appellant, to maintain your confidentiality. How old are you?
I am 42.
What do you do for a living?
I was in car sales, but right now I'm going to CDL school.
How much longer do you have in CDL school?
2 more months.
How long were you in car sales for?
I was on and off since I was 19. I took a break when I went to the military.
And when did you go into the military?
I went to the military when I was 26.
What branch?
Army.
How long were you in the Army for?
Just under 4 years.
Did you see combat while you were in the Army?
Yes, I'm an infantry soldier who was deployed to 13 months combat.
Where was that deployment to?
Iraq.
Do you recall when you returned from Iraq?
Yeah, Aaron, coming up to this committee, yeah, I started focusing more.
Okay, and when was that?
The past couple of weeks talking to you.
No, when did you return from Iraq?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. And when you returned from Iraq, were you still in the military?
Yes.
Were you stationed somewhere outside of Connecticut, let's say?
Yes, I was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington State.
And obviously, you've heard a little bit of discussion today about charges that you pled guilty to in December of 2009, which included obstructing law enforcement and disorderly conduct. Could you describe for us what led to that arrest in Washington?
Yeah, I actually can. Forgot about it. We came back from when we came back from Iraq. Obviously, guys' tensions are hypered up, you know. And we were at a military bar where all the military guys go, and Marines and Army guys have this whole thing where one's a better, bigger badass than the other one. So we were there with our buddies, and we think our infantry's the best, and they think their infantry's the best. And it turned out to be this big argument where cops were called. We were outside. One of my friends got into a fight with one of the kids, and he was getting arrested. And I'm not gonna lie, I had a couple drinks. I went over to him and I was telling him, please don't arrest him. Our first sergeant's gonna be pissed if he's not in formation tomorrow. We all went out, we're all gonna get in trouble. And I guess I went a little too much, and he wound up arresting me too as well. And then I forgot all about the 365 thing. That what happened because what happened was is they wound up dropping me off at the hospital. I have no idea. They didn't send me in to the precinct. They made me meet with a nurse, and then they sent me back. So I didn't think I got arrested. I forgot all about it until they called my sergeant in charge like 8 months later and said that I didn't show up to court. So it was just a total lapse of mind. When I came back from the military, it wasn't easy. Just adapted to stuff right away. That's going on, I don't know what, 15 years ago. So everything's fine, but it was just a hustle and bustle of getting ready and getting yourself back into the rhythm of life.
And actually, we had a conversation yesterday, I think, about what the government, specifically the Veterans Administration, does for returning service members now after a deployment, right?
Yes.
And remember what you told me about then compared to now?
Yes, I guess now they have it where they actually, you know, because you do basic training and you get ready for combat. I do 14 straight weeks, and then I do nothing but training leading up to that. When we came home, there was no, I don't know how to say it, like detraining? Like, it was basically like we came home, we had briefings, a suicide briefing, a domestic violence briefing, and I forgot one other more. And our first sergeant stood in formation, was like, everybody keep your hands down. I want to be out of here by 12 o'clock. I want to see my wife. Or now they don't do that. They actually put you through getting back into society.
Now, you also, on the questionnaire that you had submitted, you had listed as part of in response to the question about criminal matters and motor vehicle matters, you had indicated that you had also pleaded guilty and paid a fine approximately 2009 in Tacoma, Washington for reckless driving.
Yes.
And 2009, I'll withdraw that. The convictions that the detective talked about were December of 2009, correct?
Yes.
Do you recall how close to December 2009 that reckless driving is that you had disclosed? When in 2009 that may have been?
Actually, I don't, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. But that was still in Washington?
Yes, it was.
And there's no dispute that you didn't check off the box on your initial pistol permit application saying that you had no arrests or convictions.
Correct.
Why did you check no?
Because I thought all I had was that reckless driving and I paid a ticket. There wasn't no convictions. Oh, sorry, because he's asking me. I thought because I paid a ticket and went away that I didn't have to write nothing on there.
What about with respect to the obstructing law enforcement and disorderly conduct that you talked about?
I thought that, I didn't even remember that until just now when they were, I remember thinking towards it, but I remember exactly what happened when they said the 365 and 363, or 360, I tried to block that part out.
Why do you try to block that out?
Well, just because we came home and, you know what I mean, the military wasn't the same. I deployed right away. I didn't do regular military. So when we came back, all the rules and stuff I wasn't used to, because when you're in Iraq, you're in Iraq. You know, so it just wasn't a good time in my life. So it's like, I just tried to forget the place. I hated Washington State. You know, it's just a terrible place. So the least I remember about it, the better. Sorry.
Did you omit that fact in any attempt to try to fool or otherwise deceive the police reviewing your application?
Oh, absolutely not. So I know they're going to do the background check.
And now, the chief had brought up, because we actually disclosed, although there was no conviction, but I suspect the chief, as probably all of you are aware, from looking at driving history, you get to that kind of record one way. So you did have a per se violation, or I should say a per se suspension on your driver's license in 2015.
Correct? Yes, I did.
And could you tell us about what happened there?
Absolutely. This was before my daughter was born, and I was going out more with, you know, females and stuff. So I went to a concert at the casino. She couldn't drive. I knew better. I shouldn't have drove. I wound up driving, getting pulled over. And then charges got dropped. And I had to do a suspension for 40 days, and I think I had a breathalyzer in my car for like 8 months. Did something like that.
And when you say the breathalyzer, you mean the IID, the thing that you need to blow into start the car?
Yes.
And when you said the charges were dropped, did you have to participate in any sort of classes in order for that to happen?
Yes.
And do the victim impact panel with MAD?
Yes.
And did you have any trouble with any of those requirements? Did the court have to extend it at all?
No.
Now, and you said that that was dropped, so that was a successful dismissal?
Yes.
Now, you said that was before your daughter was born. You have children?
I do.
How many children?
I have my daughter, Riley, I have one. She's six.
And are you married?
I am, yes I am.
And you all live together?
Yes, we do.
Do you own any firearms right now?
Yes, I do.
What do you own?
I own an AR-15, sorry.
And how long have you owned that?
I've had an AR-15 since 2011.
And are you aware of the changes in the law regarding weapons such as that, I guess about 10 years ago now?
Absolutely. I had to register.
And you did so?
Yeah, absolutely.
And was that weapon ever seized from you or taken for any reason?
No. I also have an ammo permit.
Is that active?
I have to look at my wallet. I don't know if it's, I haven't been shooting in a while. I got it like maybe 3 years ago.
Did you have any issue obtaining that?
No.
I have nothing for you. Thank you.
Counsel,
Detective,
do you have any questions?
No.
Board have questions? Chief?
Honestly, the only issue I have is the 2009, not putting the arrest in 2009, not that you didn't put it for a reason long time ago, but you don't remember. And you spent 3 years in jail.
Yeah.
There was a board member who would tell a story about the people when he was 1970, and he remembers it very clearly.
You gotta remember, everything was bunched in together from Iraq, so I was.
I understand. And your testimony was you try to forget those things, which
yeah.
To me means you're not successful. You try to do something, you didn't do it.
Yeah, not on all things.
No, I'm talking about remembering the arrest and conviction in where you spent 3 years. And that's what I
understand.
So is that true? You just didn't remember, or you wanted to not remember, so you didn't remember?
No, I didn't remember, honestly, because I knew that you guys were going to do the background check anyways. I'm sorry, yeah. So I knew the background check was going to get done anyway, so if something was up there, it would have been up there. I just did not, honestly, I was filling it out. I did not, wasn't paying attention.
You also understand that if you had checked, yes, it probably would be.
Absolutely. And that's why I kick myself in the butt every time. And sorry, I'm nervous, so
I talk. You can't be upset with yourself. You truly didn't remember.
No, well, I kick myself in the butt since what's been going on. Like I said, I was been talking to him and I've been kicking myself in the ass. This could have been avoided easily. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Human error.
Another question?
Just two real quick ones. I'll go back to that last.
Yeah, I know.
Good question. So did the arrest in Washington State, that didn't seem to affect your military service? You didn't have to...
No.
Didn't have any issues at all with
no.
that, correct? And did you actually spend the 3 days in jail? Because they said they brought you to a hospital first.
I don't know where it was. It's, I think it was, again, I thought I was in trouble because they brought me to the hospital. They went to a nurse, brought me to a hospital, not actually.
But I mean, did you actually spend 3 days behind bars?
No.
Okay, that's what I was sort of wondering, the way you described it was sort of like they brought you to the hospital and the precinct.
Yeah.
So you spent 3 days, how many days did you spend in the hospital?
I spent 3 days.
In the hospital?
That's where they brought me to. I talked to a nurse, and I wasn't behind bars, I was in a room with a bed.
Okay, were you injured?
No.
That would have been the initial night.
So was it more along the lines of a, it wasn't a psychological eval?
No, it wasn't psychological, yeah. And it wasn't like a jail. They brought me there, I stayed the first night with the doctors,
yep.
And I stayed two more days, but I wasn't locked in cells.
Yeah. Okay. Just sort of odd, that's
no,
all.
No,
yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I guess I misunderstood. I assume you got arrested, went to court a few times, got sentenced to 365 days, months later, and then served three of them. Is that correct?
No.
So it was the first night you say you didn't spend some time?
I'm almost positive, yeah.
I don't know. Because he had, the report that he testified to was he was sentenced to 365 days suspended after basically 3 or 4 days.
Because I'm getting confused, that's the problem.
And to that point, Chief, that part of the trouble that I imagine all of you have as well, I look at Connecticut records and I can read them in my sleep, probably not in my sleep, but I know what they mean.
Yeah.
When I look at the out-of-state things, to your point, Chief, I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me like that might have almost been the equivalent that in Connecticut when someone is sentenced, if they have time credit in, many times we'll do a sentence of X suspended after the credit in, so that way that credit is forever preserved.
It very well could have been a time-served thing, but that's why I asked the appellant. He's the best person here to explain that to us.
I only offer that because I did my best to try and figure out, but I don't know.
I know I went to the hospital. That's why I didn't think I was getting arrested. And I know that I did 3 days, but I didn't actually do 3 days in a jail cell.
That's all I had.
Attorney Sinetti?
Yes. First of all, as a fellow veteran, I thank you for your service. That's not a cliche. I sincerely mean that.
No, me too. I appreciate your service.
And I have a few questions that I ask with the greatest respect, but I need some answers. You put on your letter something that's reflected in the DD-214, the termination of service, which is that you were discharged under honorable conditions.
Yes.
That's a general discharge under honorable conditions. That's not an honorable discharge, which is the highest level that somebody can get. It's the next level down.
Yes.
And that's usually, and in fact on the DD-14, it says it's a result of a discharge in lieu of court-martial.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what the charge was that you were able to file the Chapter 10?
I did not. I know that I was getting Article 15 because I wasn't adapting well.
Right.
And they wanted just to discharge me out with no benefits. And I fought because it wasn't that I was doing stuff wrong.
Right.
But it was just not, wasn't adapting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't right. Garrison Army, when they first told me Garrison Army in Iraq, I said, who's Private Garrison? I had no idea what Garrison meant because I went right from basic training right to Iraq.
Yeah.
So adapting this was a lot harder.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can't get a Chapter 10 from an Article 15. There has to be a court martial, some charge, either.
No,
I kept
getting Article 15s. I got a bunch of them, and they put in a court martial to get me out.
Yeah, and we used to do that. Obviously, if somebody was not fitting in with the service, then some charge had to be filed, either at a summary court at the company level or a special court alleging a criminal charge. And then you could file a Chapter 10, discharge in lieu of court-martial, and they say, thank you, adios, and you're out.
I never went to court. I never actually went.
No, you don't go to court. You file a 10 instead of court.
Sorry, because I never went for a court-martial.
Right.
They brought it up.
Yeah, they bring you the charges, you sign the Chapter 10, and you're discharged under honorable conditions.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I'm just...
Okay, yeah.
And just to clarify, what were the things you were doing that led to those articles?
Well, I got the speeding ticket. I got the disorderly conduct. I was walking with my hands in my pocket across the grass. What was the other one? Walking, talking on my cell phone. could start adding up, and then, you know, starting to talk to the sergeant, but not parade rest with my hands behind my back. So it just wasn't adapting to their rules, so my unit and I just thought better.
Anything of how any use of alcohol, drugs involved, drugs and violence, fighting?
No. Just the fight that happened that first time. Yeah.
Was all this while you were in Washington State?
Yes.
You said it's a bad place. I was curious what you meant by that.
I just didn't like it. Oh. You know, the vibe, I felt alone because I wasn't adapting with my unit. So I felt alone there. My family's like, what, thousands of miles right. away. So it was just a lonely time that I tried to block out.
And that's, you were sent to Washington right when you got back from Iraq?
Yes. I was sent there first,
yep.
Left there, and come to find out my unit was deploying. Mm-hmm. So I got there, I was there for about maybe a month and a half, and I was right to Iraq. And then from Iraq, I went right back to Washington State.
Other questions?
What town do you live in?
I live in West Haven.
Any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes. I think to pick up on what the chief alluded to, this is a situation where he tried and to some extent succeeded. It's coming back to him now, but he tried to forget his time in. He just testified in response to Attorney Sinetti's questions about the nature of the discharge, that he was having trouble readapting, and that was something that we had talked about, that he had a very difficult time reacclimating to civilian life. And although I didn't represent him, obviously, in those charges in Washington, I have done plenty of criminal work to know that that is a common theme that we see, unfortunately, with our veterans, is that, at least historically, it seems, and I take my client at his word, that we're doing better now, but it seems historically, we were very quick to send our guys and our women to do our bidding, and we weren't so good at dealing with what that causes them to deal with when they got back. I hope that's changed, but that we've had some very detailed conversations about that. It's kind of disturbing, but that being said, that's what this is. He forgot about it because he did his best to forget, and to the chief's point, when the minute I reviewed the issuing authority's questionnaire with him, he said, oh, that's what that is. And it all, you could almost hear it in his voice, it all came flooding back. So I don't think that this is a case where he intended to be deceitful. He readily acknowledges that. I mean, which frankly, when I get these cases, I think to myself, how do you think you're going to hide this? The police are running the background. what do you think? How does this work? But I don't think he intended to deceive anybody. It was an honest mistake. Not that there is an excuse for being less than fully honest. I think he has, frankly, the closest thing to a valid excuse as may exist. I would ask the board to direct the issue.
Thank you. Detective, closing statement?
I do not.
Brief factual.
This is a denial by the West Haven Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of denial is the appellant's failure to disclose an arrest and conviction for obstructing law enforcement disorderly conduct in Washington State that occurred in 2009. The appellant is 42 years old, served nearly 4 years in the U.S. Army, was deployed in Iraq for 13 months, is currently in CDL school, married with children.
Comments by the board? Chief?
Might have a comment to the issuing authority in the future, or any issuing authority in these cases of applications that are not completed totally properly, or you find something they didn't disclose, to call them in, talk to them. Maybe you did, I'm sorry I didn't ask that. You probably didn't, because you said you just got this case. But it's important, if there's a discrepancy, that the issuing authority tries to figure it out rather than waiting a year or two and having the board try to figure it out.
Sure.
And we may not have any more.
Other comments? Seeing none, Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Madam Chair, if I may, uh-huh. to a question that came up earlier, not